fish in all of the time.
Well, it's that time. Time for a fishing report, and I've got our local fish guru, Leif Seeberg, in. How you doing, Leif?
Not too bad. Yeah? Good sunny afternoon to you, Depp.
Wonderful days.
Man, oh man.
We don't have too much longer to wait before the river's back open, but I presume you've been scoping things out lake-wise, right?
Yep. Always got my eyes and ears out there and open. And, I've been collecting reports all the way from, you know, smoking great reports up at Blue Lake and the Sinlihican, to reports of, you know, fish here up at Black Pine, but then even in the lowlands, you know, some up and some down news. Most, you know, I say we stick mostly to the ups, but maybe save people time and say maybe don't hit Little Twin and Campbell and Cougar for a little bit. Maybe focus on the Big Twin. Some really good reports from Patterson.
Well, look, now I know you're a positive fish kind of guy, but and maybe it's a little too early to say, but maybe winter was hard on those little lakes.
Yeah, some of those little lakes. Yeah, I mean, Little Twin doesn't even look bad water quality wise, but I've seen it do that more than once, where the O2 just gets down there to next to nothing.
Yeah, and it's not a deep lake, and it doesn't have a lot of new oxygen coming in,
and you know, a lot of these will have catchables too put into them by the time we talk,
right?
Or, you know, people hear this and you know, maybe we're just kind of giving them a little bit more of a tip towards where those holdovers are at, is what we're kind of more talking about some of the times.
Okay, and so where have you had the other good reports then?
Well, you know, here closer to town, I've just been having an incredible time at Buzzard, man. Got some fish over 20 inches, some just absolute giant footballs.
And, wow.
You know, approaching 24. One of them, you know, I had, they were doing this funny thing where you would, we were using chironomids, deep set, you know, about 11 feet. The red one with the white head seemed to be popular again. And they would just kind of barely blow on it, you know, and you'd just be like, oh, you couldn't get the hit. You couldn't get it to set soon enough. And that was kind of the first part of the morning. And then they seemed to kind of warm up, and you could see the hatch increase. You'd see the shucks anywhere from 5 floating, and then all of a sudden you'd see 50 shucks floating, and all of a sudden the fish were grabbing harder, and you know, but they would grab, and then they would kind of fight and shake like a little one at first and come right at you, and not until you really got the line onto the reel and they realized they were hooked did you feel the weight of them, and then holy cow, they just go nuts. And some of them were tail dancing. One of them went under my boat and jumped up the other side. I had to throw my rod down under the water to try to keep from snapping on the bottom of the boat. Absolutely incredible.
I got to ask, did you have the kids with you?
Not on that one. That one, it's just kind of one of those, it's a tougher fishery. You kind of got to really have some skill on that one.
Sounds a little tough.
Yeah, but today, you know, like I was saying, we were talking earlier, Finn and I just got down from Buck Lake, and God, just had an incredibly beautiful morning up there, and those cutthroat are just so stunningly colored. And we took a couple home. We caught up, you know, maybe 10 or 12 of them, brought a couple back on his insistence. You know, he's kind of that age. He's like, Dad, can we keep one? We got to keep one.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
So did he actually get to bring one in?
Oh, yeah. He, you know, he brought pretty much all of them in. I think I caught one or two. I mean, I was just trying to watch him catch some fish and soaking up the rays and having a sandwich.
Bringing up the next generation.
Oh, it's great. I was loving it, and I'm happy to see that he was too.
You know, both you and I were kids who fished a lot, and I don't know if you saw on the Facebook page here a while back, it says, give them a tackle box, not an Xbox.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I'm loving that one. That's one of my latest favorite memes on there for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's right on. I mean,
it's so right on.
I just think of all the time and I'd spend a couple of days before just, you know, lining things out, going through the tackle box. Then hiking into wherever it is and my buddies were going. And it would just take up days and hours and weeks.
I don't know how many times I've been thankful I didn't even have a little screen to stab at and watch and look at and just consume all my time. Yeah. Growing up Libby Creek there, just, you know, rocks and sticks and bikes and fishing poles. That was pretty much the mainstay. And we had a great time, and we mostly have our eyeballs intact and, you know, a couple scars, but, you know, that's the way to grow up.
Well, join the club, man. You're becoming an old timer.
Yep.
So that leaves us with Rivers. What are you guessing? Now the Rivers open on Memorial Day, coming right up here.
And ordinarily, not a chance. You know, no way. It'd just be too blown out and too high. This weird old year here. I mean, I think these flows may have already peaked. I hate to try to look ahead that far, but. You know, it's just, unless it hits 90, there's not a whole lot of snow left up there. And if it keeps coming off gradually like this, it's not really, you know, just judging by what I've seen out in my traps. I've been trying to keep these traps and the tributaries from blowing out. And now I'm not working as hard. And I just don't see it, you know, I don't see it coming back up incredibly hard. So,
well, we'll keep an eye on that. But I mean, of all the people I know, you probably have a daily monitor better than, as good as anybody.
And I'm super surprised, you know, to see it being this way. But, for that matter, though, I think you could expect to get right into some trout fishing. Nice. I'd be starting off with my nymph rigs, you know, and still not even thinking that it's all for naught with going with some betas, you know, dry flies and stuff, too, because they start looking up right away in this river like we've talked about before. So I think, we'll be getting right into this river and having a good time.
Well, it'll be interesting. You got to come back pretty soon, though. Like I said, river's going to be opening on Memorial Day, so...
I'll get out there ASAP, my man.
I know you will. And I know we'll have a first-person report.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's plenty to do. You might call in here to your local biologist station and ask him for his tips there. Mr. Ryan Fortier has got a lot of ideas for you, I'm sure, there. And, you know, you're always welcome to contact me. Flyfishersproshop.com is where you're going to find MedHow Fishing Adventures blog. And feel free to give me a call anytime. 429-7298. Get you pointing in the right direction or get you out there myself so we can get our fish on.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too.